Eckhart Tolle, in his book, The New Earth, is talking about the pain body, and that's the first time I've ever heard that phrase. He describes it very thoroughly in the book. He also talked about the pain body in his Oprah Winfrey-sponsored series exploring the book. Millions of people around the world were exposed to the concept of pain body through the book and those 10 webcast series episodes. The pain body is Tolle's way of describing the accumulation of negative, painful memories that we don't sufficiently process as experiences. Because the experiences are painful, we shy away from dealing with them. When they occur, we and others involved may not be operating with the normal level of functioning due to being under stress. And under stress, we're less able to accurately process incoming environmental signals. We get dumbed down by stress, shock, pain, alcohol, and drugs. For people who theorize that memories are simply an arrangement of neurons in the brain, the idea of a pain body won't make much sense. For those of us who can conceive of memories as electromagnetic composites that exist, perhaps in our energy field and maybe connected energetically to our brains through our thinking, the pain body seems like an obvious reality. I have an image that helps me sense the pain body. Imagine looking straight down from directly above your head. You would see the top of your head, your shoulders, and maybe the tips of the toes of your shoes. If you drew an oval line around that view, you would be drawing a representation of your auric field, often called your biofield. I consider the auric field to be like a spiritual immune shield that protects us from energy patterns that could be harmful to us. The auric field is what senses when somebody is staring at you across the room in a restaurant. Most of us have had that experience at one time or another. In my imagining, I perceive the pain body to be like a border guard and maybe a group of border guards who react to alarms of threats. Drawing another line, perhaps using a different color, such as red ink, the pain body lines would rush out to meet a perceived threat, if we feel we have the ability to dominate and vanquish the threat. The pain body line can recede or retract because of the perception the threat is too powerful to be overcome. Flight rather than fight becomes the instinctively chosen course of action. Being wrong is usually painful. Being right is not. One of the 7 needs I regularly talk about is the need to be right. One of the most important aspects of the pain body is what the pain drives us to do and not do. If you entertain the possibility that Donald Trump has a very heavy pain body and he has a tremendous need to fight being wrong, you can understand his obsession with trying to prove that he actually had more votes than Hillary Clinton. His appointed commission, which was appointed and has the job of, quotes, proving, end quotes, he was right and he had more votes than her. Every time Trump is criticized, he attacks with extreme vitriol. He constantly lies by exaggerating his popularity, his accomplishments, his wealth, etc. I think Trump's tendency to react according to his pain body is the same tendency that all of us have. The good news is that most of us aren't as extreme as he is. Maybe narcissism is not really exaggerated self-love, but the exaggerated pain body reaction to the fear of not being loved. Looking at the 4 driving needs of the ego expressed through the personality, you can see yourselves and others still striving to overcome the failures of not successfully fulfilling those needs. The pain in our pain bodies, from not being able to protect ourselves from criticism, emotional or physical attack, leads to lots of unwanted behaviors. Lying, exaggerating, using outrageous hyperbole to make ourselves appear to be bigger and better in the eyes of others, has to be an egoic and/or pain body habit. Maybe the pain body is the ego's collection of painful failures. It, the ego, brings up the pain like a cattle herder would use an electric cattle prod. The ego pushes us to satisfy its needs. We can become more aware of the pain body and its influence on us. Tolle's statement, there is only one perpetrator of evil on the planet, human unconsciousness. That means becoming more conscious, more aware, is our only hope. The sense of separation, of alienation, only prolongs our suffering. We aren't aware of the true connections that exist between us and everyone and everything else. We don't live as though we all have the same source of existence. The truth is, we all have the same parents. Yet, in our unawareness, we only think of ourselves as isolated individuals, relying on only our own mind and our cleverness. If it is true that survival is the prime objective of living beings, it is probable that all or most pain body parts are related to threats to our survival. Not getting what we want, that is, unfulfilled expectations, is painful. Doing things that backfire, thwarted intentions, is painful. Not being heard or understood is painful. Not hearing or understanding is painful. When part of us wants to be perfect, and that's what the ego is driving us to do, but the parts of us that take action in reality are not perfect, the alienation between our ego and us increases. Years ago, Johann Boswinkel said in a YouTube video that 90% of the terminally ill cancer patients who recover because they give up. When they give up, their minds, and now I would say their egoic pain bodies, get out of the way because there's nothing they can do. Then the bodies, their physical, highly conscious bodies, become so happy because finally the bodies can do what they are designed to do, heal. Christ in Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth states that the body has a higher level of consciousness than the basic human consciousness. Awareness is what will elevate our consciousness and our abilities to effectively process information in our daily lives. Tolle would say that the unobserved mind and the unobserved thoughts leading to unobserved emotions are the main problems we will want to correct. Christ says that changing our beliefs rather than improving our lives or healing our bodies should be our approach to create the lives that we want. Changing our beliefs may require being aware of them or being connected to more highly inspired beliefs that result in the older ones dissolving from lack of attention and lack of energy. When we stop feeding our old negative beliefs, they weaken and dissolve. I look at interactions in life as energy exchange experiences. We have thousands and thousands of energy exchange experiences each and every day. They're natural and they're normal. If we didn't exchange energy, we wouldn't live. We remember, that is, have memories, of some energy exchange experiences and don't consciously remember others. We have energy exchange experiences, but we are not our energy exchange experiences. We have memories, but we are not our memories. We have painful events occur in our lives, but we are not those painful events. The energy exchange experiences that were painful were not what we wanted or expected. They may have been too intense with too much energy. The book titled Feelings Buried Alive Never Die says it all, just that title. Feelings Buried Alive Never Died. Tolle amplifies it with any negative emotion that is not fully faced or seen for what it is in the moment it arises does not completely dissolve. It leaves behind a remnant of pain. He continues, the remnants of pain left behind by every strong negative emotion that is not fully faced, accepted, and then let go of, join together to form an energy field that lives in the very cells of your body. It consists not just of childhood pain, but also painful emotions that were added to it later in adolescence and during your adult life, much of it created by the voice of the ego. It is the emotional pain that is your unavoidable companion when a false sense of self is the basis of your life. This energy field of old but still very much alive emotion that lives in almost every human being is the pain body. This force field, or field of force called the pain body, is also consciousness, and it seeks energy in order to survive and grow, just like all forms of consciousness. It thrives on negative thinking and negative relationships. It feasts on negative energy of unhappiness. Notice for yourself how your thinking shifts to the negatives as you put your attention on the past or the present or the future, on others, on yourself, on what you should be doing or what others are doing. Observe yourself as you think about the world affairs, life. Interpreting all of the above to produce the negative energy of unhappiness feeds the pain body, makes it stronger, and makes us suffer more. Tolle says the pain body is a psychic parasite. We can be possessed by this entity, the pain body. If it consumes energy that we wouldn't ordinarily consume, think about eating or drinking toxic food or beverages. We can become debilitated and ill. In conversations with oneself and with others, you will see the tendency to talk about what you don't like, what is hurting you, what your problems you have, what problems others have, what problems other people are to you, and the world, all have to generate low vibration energy to increase shame, apathy, grief, fear, lust, anger, or pride. The pain body alerts us to potential threats to avoid or to fight. This alarm system is developed over our lifetimes and varies in how influential and sensitive it is. If we've suffered much pain in many areas of our lives, our pain body activation requires very little stimulation. Think of a hair trigger readiness to be activated. This tendency means we don't need much energy to set us off or to stop us cold. Think of a rocket fuel accelerator and a hyper-powered set of brakes. And this volatility can be discouraging to us and unnerving to others. Little things stop us. Little things anger and frustrate us. Little things send us into despair. But why? Because we interpret situations as us not getting what we want. We feel our needs and our wants are not being met or will not be met. At the very deepest levels, this triggers a fear of us not surviving. We believe a lie told by our egoic mind and the pain body constructed so far that our needs are not being met. The truth is, divine consciousness is seeking to fulfill our needs and is succeeding according to how much we allow it or interfere with it. If we could know, really know, that in every circumstance our needs are being met, knowing that truth can quiet the disturbed ego and the frantic pain body. I'm not sure I agree with Tolle's assessment that the pain body only likes pain. Maybe that is true. Maybe the pain body is built of pain of lies that we deserve the pain and hurt. And more pain is fitting because of who we are and what we have done. Maybe. I was thinking that balance is a natural and normal drive. That means the pain body would seek balance by letting go of pain. However, the tendency of abused people to grow up to be abusers may be how the pain body seeks balance, by visiting pain on others. My goal is to journal every morning and exercise 3 mornings a week. If I have other scheduled activities, I have to restrain myself from checking the news on my iPhone, iPad, and computer. Catherine has said, "Tom, don't look at the news now. It will only activate your pain body. Journal instead." It's true. Donald Trump and his misbehavior activate my pain body. I actually think his successful activation of the pain bodies of millions of people who felt unable to control their own destinies and felt someone else needed to be responsible for meeting their needs is how he became president. To reiterate, Christ and Christ Returns reveal startling truth, says we don't need to try to heal our bodies or improve our lives. We just need to change our beliefs. Recognizing the creation and existence of our painful experiences into this field of force that we could call a pain body is the first step. Changing our beliefs about the events we interpreted as painful is the second major step. The behaviors we display, the emotions we feel, the resistance that surges forward when our attention is put on people, things, and actions are all evidence of the existence or absence of our pain body. While it isn't easy to live in the space of always knowing that at the bottom of all things, all experiences, all interactions are good and God, we can learn to see pain as something beyond just pain. We learn, we grow, we develop faith, we become more reliant, more resilient. We believe more in and understand and recognize the unseen support that is always available. We can know that love underlies all that is, and we can make the prayer that follows this talk in a moment to be the roadmap of how we live our life. I would like to end this talk with a prayer. This is the pluralized version of the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns, Reveals Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal, loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.